90-40. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll get an update on the Community Schools Initiative. You just heard about it in a commercial. We'll let you hear it directly from a parent of five kids, and a consumer of what the Clark County School District has been putting out over the years. Sam Castor will join us coming up, representing the Community Schools Initiative. This is something that's so vitally important, and I'm just going to tell you, we on this show fully support what they're trying to do, which would allow communities to back out of Clark County School District and create their own school district. We now have the fifth largest school district in the country, and it's not working on any level. I'm sorry, but it's not. And the big thing is we need a school district that is responsive, that is transparent, and that gets the job done. And right now, on any level, you'd have to say, this school district is getting failing marks on so many issues. It's so sad. And an entire generation is caught up in this. I worry more about the kids than anything else. Tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can squeeze Brady in. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good, man.
Hey, I was listening to Alex Jones this weekend, and he was absolutely going ballistic. He said this is the worst news he heard in 50 years. And Adam Schiff last week put some legislation forward that basically blocks the military from having any congressional oversight of what they've done in the past or anything that they do, even from like the border situation, any of their military activities. We can't go back and ask anything about them. They're their own separate unit. But what they want to do is install like presidential powers of Biden to be a dictator. So then they can install martial law and then use the military to come back against us conservatives. Anybody who voted for Trump, you're on their list. They're going to come back for us. It's in the works right now. Look up the bill that Adam Schiff just put forward for congressional oversight and transparency, because they are, this is one of their last ditch efforts to not get Trump put in. Hopefully, I want him to come back as the speaker here in November. Come, have him come back as the Speaker of the House. First, they impeach Biden and Kamala. Who's next in line, Speaker of the House? He comes back in as the president. There we go.
We're
going to have him for 10 years.
Can I tell you, Brady, I got to run. I got to hit the break here at the bottom of the hour. But I love that idea, that Speaker of the House thing is something that's really intriguing for me. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll talk about our schools and your kids and the Community Schools Initiative. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, 132 as we check out our conditions on area freeways. I do see a multi-vehicle accident. Looks like there's about four vehicles there on the right shoulder, and it must have just happened. That's US 95 westbound at Decatur. So approach that area with some caution. Also, it looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour working through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey, north at Flamingo. Lots of road work going on. Interstate 15 both directions between Las Vegas Boulevard and Speedway. Remember, there's only one lane after 7 p.m., and that project is going on through December.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball holding its All-Star break at Dodger Stadium. The All-Star game is set for Tuesday night with the Home Run Derby tonight. And Pete Alonso of the New York Mets is the two-time defending champion. Winning it the last two times it was held, 2019 and 2021. The 2020 Home Run Derby canceled because of the pandemic. It's eight sluggers facing off in a bracket tournament, a field that also includes Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber, and Albert Pujols, a St. Louis Cardinal veteran, 685 career home runs. NFL, the Raiders reporting to training camp today with rookies checking into their facility in Henderson. Veterans will report on Wednesday. The Raiders will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Canton, Ohio on August 4th for the Hall of Fame game. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each. And Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in-store only. Limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday, Get Your Week Started edition of Live and Local. As you know, we talk an awful lot about our kids. We talk about their education. We talk about the problems with the Clark County School District, and the problems are many. They need a top to bottom redo. And one of the people that's trying to accomplish that is Sam Castor. He represents the Community Schools Initiative, and he is the parent of five, count them, five CCSD students. He and his wife, Annalise, have been involved for over 10 years with the Clark County School District. They've tried working from inside the system. It doesn't work. And Sam Castor joins us now. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kevin? Good to hear your voice.
I am doing great. I am so excited about the work that you're doing on this initiative, the Community Schools Initiative. For those that maybe have missed it along the way, explain what this is all about.
Absolutely. This is an opportunity to allow communities to take back their school districts. You know, it's crazy. I don't know if many people know this, but in Nevada, school districts, according to law, have to be sized along with the county. You can only have one school district per county. And as Vegas has grown, you know, over the past 30, 40 years, we've seen a lot of amazing success in our community, but we haven't seen a lot of diversity with the school districts. We only have one, and it's the worst in the nation. We rank fifth consistently. Students fail consistently. Teachers are abused consistently. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to just pass a very simple initiative that allows communities to choose to opt out of the Clark County School District and create their own community-based school district to be able to support their kids. That's it.
I know that the teachers' union has always cried, we need more money, we need more money, yet nobody really knows where the money goes. Can you talk a little bit about waste in the CCSD and how this initiative will help us provide better opportunities for the funds to get to the kids, not to the administrators, not to the assistant principals, but to the kids?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, waste is a big problem. A lot of it has to do with the fact that bureaucracies just are inherently wasteful and inefficient. And CCSD is one of the, like I said, it's the fifth largest school district in the nation, and it's one of the worst. We've had think tank scholars out of D.C. write papers about how this is the way you should not do school districts. It's just so inefficient and so bloated. And that waste results, or that inefficiency results in significant waste. A couple of years ago, there was about $50 million that went missing. Where the administration can't account for it. They've had difficulty with any type of accounting because they're just so large. They haven't been able to account for where students are. I've actually submitted requests to CCSD asking them to identify how many students have dropped out, how many students have decided not to go to school or withdrawn because of COVID or because of other, you know, issues going on with the pandemic, and they can't account for it. They don't even know where the students are. And so when you're dealing with that type of inefficiency, when you're dealing with that type of waste, there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of people taking advantage. Just another school in the school district, one of the principals was accused of fraud. You have another situation where another teacher was just raped a little while ago. There was a student that went across the street over here at Palo Verde, which I love. It's a great school. It's just down the street from us. A student left school and went and stabbed someone several times and then came back to school, and they didn't discover it until later. This type of stuff only happens when there's so much bureaucratic noise that you can't pay attention to individuals. and the money doesn't follow the kids. Nevada law specifically requires the money to go to each student on a weighted formula to ensure that we're taking care of kids that are underadvantaged or don't have parents engaged. That's called a per pupil funding model. And I've had CCSD attorneys tell me they're too big, they can't follow the law, and there's nothing they can do about it. So this is designed to break up the school district, allow the money to go to the kids. It only can work because the law exists to require the money to go to the kids, and that's what we're trying to support.
Again, Sam Castor joining us, representing the Community Schools Initiative. You are a former executive at Switch. Do we need to run our school district, our local school district, more like a business? Because if this were a business, they would have closed their doors long ago.
Yeah, they would have. You know, I love Switch. It's an incredible business. It changed my life. I loved serving there. I also spent time under a couple of U.S. presidents working in the Office of Science and Technology Policy. I know the difference between government and business, and I would say that community-run organizations that operate more like businesses do a much better job at providing quality service, at providing good customer service, at allowing innovation, and allowing people to solve the problems that are they're facing locally. So absolutely, we need to treat our schools more like a business focused on helping kids become their best selves, focused on allowing these kids to find the solutions to the problems that we're facing today and that we'll face tomorrow. We definitely need to do that.
Sam, why should everyone care? I understand where parents or grandparents of kids in the Clark County School District should rise up and sign this petition, and I get that part. But what about the rest of us that don't have kids in the district? Why is it important that we get involved?
Oh, what a great question. You know, Kevin, this affects everyone. Our kids are our future, and I know people say that all the time, kind of as a passe phrase or a cliche phrase, but the reality is that 10 years from now, when all of us are closer to retirement or we're needing to depend more on society, I want to be in a community where the kids have been able to become their best selves, where they've been taught responsibility, where they've been able to be held accountable and be educated in a way that allows them to care for the society around them. I don't want to be in a city where kids aren't taught that. And so it doesn't matter if you have kids. It doesn't matter if you have nieces or nephews or grandkids in the school district. The reality is all those kids are going to affect our ecosystem. All of them are either going to make it better or worse. And the best way for us to influence that right now is to ensure they're educated. I don't know if you know this, but only 26% of fourth graders read at a fourth grade level in Las Vegas right now. It's absolutely insane.
Wow.
How do we expect kids to be good if they can't read? CCSD is failing kids and it's failing teachers. And so we just need to get rid of the big. We need to allow kids to be themselves. Because I believe in humanity. I believe in people. And I believe people are the solutions to the problems that we're facing today.
And by the way, those fourth graders will end up doctors and lawyers and cops.
Absolutely.
And business people. What is going to happen to our society if half the folk can't read? That is incredible.
It's crazy. It's a fight for our community is really what it is. And, you know, this think tank scholar out of D.C. who wrote a paper about how Clark County School District is the example of what not to do. Mm. He said that when you have a school district this large, it actually does something very detrimental. It prevents community from growing and surrounding kids. It homogenizes all the children. But if we allow communities to have their own school districts, and they'll be able to cooperate with each other, they'll be able to go buy things together. So we're not going to lose out on economies of scale. They can all go buy toilet paper together. They can all do sports together. They can all, you know, respect the teachers' union rights and all those things together. But if we allow them to have their own identity, we can be what America is. America is this awesome blend of individuality and unity. And that's what we need. If we don't break up the school district, this think tank scholar says we actually crush creativity. We crush community. And that's what's happening in Vegas right now. So that's why we need to change it.
If the Community Schools Initiative passes and the law is formally changed, will this change? Because I imagine there are going to be people saying, well, that means that we'll have less per pupil for the kids that remain behind in CCSD. Will this change the per pupil funding model that is a part of Nevada law?
No, it totally supports it. I've had conversations with the legislators who wrote that law, and they've acknowledged the only way to make the per pupil funding model actually work is to cut out the bureaucracy. The closer you get the money to the kids, the more the kids can enjoy it. But if there's all these hands in between from bureaucracies that are trying to prove how valuable they are and grab their own salary or their own paycheck, it dilutes down the value and the impact of that money for those kids. And so that's the whole goal, is just to get rid of the bureaucracy, just to break it up and allow the money to go directly to the kids so that they can be educated and become those doctors and those lawyers, like you said, that we need.
Who is it that can sign this petition? I know you're looking for 150-some-odd thousand signatures. Who can sign? How can they sign?
We need everybody to sign, and it's super simple. All they have to do is go to SaveNevadaSchools.com. That's SaveNevadaSchools.com. And they can sign up to have someone come to their house to collect their signature. They can volunteer to host a signature party at their house. We have a lot of businesses who rally around this. Puck's, the cookie store out of Henderson, that's incredible. If you haven't tried their cookies, they're so good. They've been helping us with this, and they've done some signing parties, and they're donating cookies. There's all sorts of things that people can do to get involved. They just have to go to SaveNevadaSchools.com.
I'm curious, have you done any polling on this particular issue?
We have, you know, and it's a good question. Over 70% of Nevadans want to allow this to pass. Everybody's been impacted by this. I mean, teachers, I don't know if you heard, but CCSD decided to pay new teachers more than they're paying the older teachers, which is not how you run a business. And so there's a lot of teachers who support this. There's a lot of kids who haven't been able to play sports or haven't been able to do what they want to do educationally. They all need to support this, and we welcome them to do that. So it's something that impacts everybody, and we invite everybody to get involved.
Okay, go through that one more time, just because I want to make sure this is the coolest way to do a petition initiative where you don't have to run into somebody at the DMV, or you don't have to run into somebody at Smith's or Albertsons with a clipboard. People will actually come to your home. Can you explain how that's going to work?
Yeah, this is absolutely. This is so important, Kevin. We're willing to. We have a lot of donors, or generous businesses and individuals who are willing to pay for signature gatherers to come to people's homes and collect the signature. All you have to do is go to SaveNevadaSchools.com, sign up for a time, provide your address, and someone will come to you. And anybody in your home that is a voter of age can sign this. So it's a super simple way, SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Okay, in our final minute, what is the final message you want to leave people with? And can you give us just a quick thumbnail sketch of how it's going so far? Are you seeing some success? Are you seeing the needle move?
We are seeing the needle move. We see a lot of people who care about this. I know that it's very easy to be concerned about the state of America and the state of Nevada right now with COVID and the economy and inflation and the tension in politics. The reality is the United States of America is awesome because we're united. And whenever we can find those causes that we can rally around, we can move mountains together. And so my message to anyone listening is come sign our petition, come get involved. This is being supported by Democrats and Republicans. It's not political. It's about the future. It's about kids. And we need everyone to help so that we can make our future better. And we can do it. I have a lot of hope.
Sam, I love talking with you. I get such a positive feeling every time we get a chance to visit. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk
Thank
again
you.
Soon, I promise.
All right. Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
There you go. Sam Castor, parent of 5 CCSD students, representing the Community Schools Initiative. And what is unusual is there hasn't been a lot of anti-initiative rhetoric at that. I mean, people are not lining up to oppose this because 71% in polling support this measure. 71%. That's incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
There are a lot of payday loan companies out there, and some of them trap you on a debt treadmill. It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You could also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free, and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. And there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And meine Key.
und American cheese.
Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely.